I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, songs of the Civil Rights Movement. The music was celebrated at the White House and on PBS this week. We'll give you a small taste. That's a little later. But first, looking ahead to Sunday, one of the most anticipated and by some dreaded days of the year. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. For some, it's a day to look forward to that special card, a romantic dinner. But for others, it's just another reminder of what is missing in their lives. It's a day that might be especially poignant for African Americans, who have some of the lowest marriage rates among all groups in this country. And if you follow Black-oriented media, this is a source of much discussion, no small amount of pain and even anger. And not just about marriage, but what many perceive as an underlying negativity around Black-on-Black relationships. So there are two questions here. Is this true? Are African Americans having particular trouble forming and maintaining intimate relationships, especially with each other? And if so, why? Now, there are many people who want to weigh in on this issue right now, clergy, psychologists, and so on, but we've called upon three writers who have or are about to publish attention-getting works on this matter of love relationships in the Black community, or the lack thereof. Jimmy Israel is a freelance writer, and he's a Tell Me More regular in our Friday Barbershop Roundtable. His new book is called The Denzel Principle, Why Black Women Can't Find Good Black Men. Hill Harper is an actor on the show CSI New York. He's an activist, and he's the author of several books, including The Conversation, How Black Men and Women Can Build Loving, Trusting Relationships. And Helena Andrews, she's a journalist who's written for Political and The Root. Her book, which is coming out in June, is called, and I apologize to those who might have little ears listening, and we'll try to avoid the overuse of this word, Bitch is the New Black. She's here with me in Washington. I welcome you all to the program. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Jimmy, I'm going to start with you.
Naturally.
Give us, in a nutshell, your romantic history and why you wanted to write The Denzel Principle, and what is The Denzel Principle, in your opinion?
Wow, that's like three different questions. I don't know that I can give my romantic history in a nutshell beyond the fact the highlights are the fact that I've been married and divorced twice. There was that. So the book, The Denzel Principle, is the belief that the perfect man in the form of Denzel Washington actually exists. And some Black women think they can actually snag him. So that's kind of the premise of the book.
You say in the book, according to smart white folks who know, 2/3 of all Black marriages end in divorce, creating whole neighborhoods of single-parent families, usually headed by single mothers. This statistic really reflects less on Black men and more on Black women and their inability to make good choices.
Yes, I do say that in the book.
So this is all a Black women problem. If Black women would get themselves together, then this is
the problem.
Okay,
Michelle.
Go ahead.
Here's what it is. We all know that women choose men, right? So as a woman, if you've chosen a knucklehead, then you have a baby by this knucklehead, and then he's still a knucklehead. It was a knucklehead. We let him in the door. You know, you can't be angry with him. You chose him. So at the end of the day, you have to make better choices, ladies.
Helena, let's talk about you. Your book isn't out yet, but you were kind enough to share some of the galleys with us. And in it, you write, and I'm going to substitute the B word for the word that you actually use in the book, just because I'm mindful of who's listening at this time of day. Okay. You write, I'm such a badass. I'm literally the baddest B word on the planet. If there was a B contest between me and every other heartbroken, hissing, red, yes, puffy-faced woman in the world, I would defeat every last one of them handily. But you go on by saying, yeah, I don't believe me either. I'm a B word, but I swear I don't want to be. Really, I think I have to be. Why do you think you have to be?
Well, the chapter that was in, you know, was about this relationship that I had where it was breaking down and I was upset about it. And instead of kind of confronting those feelings, I was just, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you ever again. You know, you put up this veneer and it's protective. And Black women use it. White women use it. The urban city girl uses it. And it's like this urban armor, and you put it on and it's like, okay, I'm going to protect myself. I will protect my heart. And of course, everyone knows, you know, you get tired of the illusion that you can control everything in your life. But what I wanted to talk about with the title, with the book, because I know there is a stereotype out there that Black women or just successful women are these angry B words, right? And I didn't want to necessarily appropriate that, but I wanted to poke at that and I wanted to explore it in the book.
Well, I asked Jimmy this question. I want to ask you this question as well. Give us a short nutshell, your romantic history to the degree that you feel comfortable doing so. And then why did you want to write this book?
Well, I would say my romantic history is the history of a lot of almost 30 college-educated women who live in a big city. I live in D.C. I date. I've dated guys. Have I found the guy? No, I haven't found him yet. And sometimes I wonder, am I even looking for him? Even though people tell me I should be, right? Because I'm 29 and I should be married. That's how things go. And I wanted to write the book because I felt like so many people were talking about specifically single Black woman. And I am that woman, you know? And it's not just about dating and relationships. It's about a lot more than that, because that's, I'm more than just the fact that I'm single. I'm a lot of things,
sure.
You know?
Sure. What about Jimmy's argument that if there is, the questions that we have on the table, is there a problem between Black men and Black women in their intimate relationships? And if so, whose fault is that?
I wouldn't call it a problem. I think that in general, there is, and Hill has written about this, there is a lack of communication from both sides. And when you say something like, is there a problem, then immediately you want to point the finger, as Jimmy has done, and it seems like he's pointing it at Black women. Hold on.
Wait a second. You haven't read the book.
I haven't read the book. I just heard what you said, though, and I heard what Michelle read, and she said very clearly, you said that it was an issue with Black women. And you say that, you know, women, Black women have these impossible standards. And I haven't necessarily found that in my life.
Okay.
I don't see what's impossible.
Jimmy, hold on. I'm going to invite Hill Harper into this conversation, because that's one of the reasons you wrote this book, is that I get that you feel that there is a problem, that there is a sense of, there's a lot of anger in relationships between Black men and women, and you wanted to kind of intervene in that. So why don't you talk about what you're hearing and what you think about this?
Well, I do believe that there's a problem. But the genesis of my book, The Conversation, came out of actually two things in particular. One, I had a dinner party a few years ago, and there was a group of single Black men and single Black women at the dinner party. And it wasn't a party to talk about relationships, but the conversation went that direction. And the sisters were saying, basically, there's no good brothers out there. They don't exist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the brothers were saying something that was different but interesting, and that was, I can't find that one sister that I want to commit to. And so that perplexed me. And it was like, how can each side be saying there's nobody really for them that they want to commit to? And then you just look at the data. In 1966, 84% of Black children being raised in two-parent households. Fast forward to 40 years later to 2006, that number's at 31%. So there's something going on. Even when we have kids together, we don't stay together. So to suggest there's not something going on that's perplexing in our community, I think that the data and just anecdotal evidence doesn't support it. To Jimmy's point, you know, I raised that a similar issue. I call it the 595 rule, that 95% of the women are attempting to date 5% of the men.
Hmm.
And that's not to point a finger at sisters, but it is something that did come up in my interviewing. And that's within communities.
So
I'm not saying that. Go ahead.
It almost sounds like you're saying I have a point, really?
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with writers Jimmy Israel, Helena Andrews, and Hill Harper. We're talking about love. I thought that's what we were talking about. Trying to. Well, hold on. Let me read another chapter. Let me read another page from another paragraph from Jimmy's book. Because, Jimmy, you wrote the book, so you can't walk away from what's in the book. And what's in the book is, you say that the issue is
in the book.
But you also say in the book that sexual conquest has become insignificant and irrelevant. Nowadays, brothers are looking for wife material. Some sisters want you to spend some bread to earn the elusive, I'm not going to read this, free pass. It rhymes with pass. That gives you rights to her goodies. But you say that at the end of the day, the point of this is that you say that there are men out here who are looking for substantive relationships, that the stereotype that Black men are just on the hunt is not true.
Yeah, it's not.
Elaborate.
Well, look, I mean, by the time I was 26, I was ready to settle down. I was ready to settle down before that. I mean, I'd been around the world and I really wanted somebody to come home to. And that's when I did get married at 26 the first time. And I thought we were on the same page. I thought we were on the same team. As it turns out, not only were we not on the same page, we weren't in the same library. We weren't even reading the same book. We weren't in the same league. You know, and as a young man, you know, I wasn't smart enough to know some stuff I know now. And that's why there is the Denzel principle, because I'm writing all this in hindsight. It's just my voice, Michelle. You know, it isn't that I know anything particular, but this is what I know.
The fact that there are three times as many Black men married to white women as the reverse?
I don't, you know what that suggests to me? That suggests to me that black men couldn't possibly be as messed up as black women think we are. So sometimes, sister, mate, it just might be you.
But
you know
why,
what I mean?
But why? But why, when black women want to discuss their lives or what they're seeing in terms of the dating scene, that it's immediately, you know, up with black women immediately means down with black men? Me and my friends don't get together and have these waiting to exhale moments when all women want to do is tear apart black men. I don't see that, and I haven't seen that within my friend group. I've had friends who say, I have found this good black man, but you know what? He found five other good black women. How about that? And that is what we see, I think, often, especially when we talk about like certain communities, like in LA, New York, DC, Chicago, even Atlanta, where there are a lot of women who are finding these men. They're not saying the men don't exist. They're just saying there are fewer of them than they would want. And we always talk about black women and black women aren't getting married. What about black men? What are the numbers on black men? Because neither you or Hill are married, to my knowledge.
Hill, what's your take on this? As Helena pointed out, you're not married.
No, not yet. You know, I plan to be married. I want to have a family and all that. And I chronicle my journey of dating in the book. So the relationships, no matter who you are, what you are, where you're from, what race, whatever, aren't easy. They're difficult, right? And then there's a lot of cultural stuff, you know, that comes along with it, certainly within our community. And the conversation, my title, The Conversation, came out of the fact that I really started to find when I was doing the research that there's three levels of the conversation. First, the conversation with ourselves. Second, the conversation with partners, potential partners. And third, the conversation with friends, family, community, the greater community. And what happens is we often send our representatives to all three levels. And the most dangerous place we send it is first with ourselves, when we actually look in the mirror and take that assessment. This issue of basically sending your representative, coming up with something in your mind that is not necessarily truly who you are and what you want to see out of your life, but what either you've been told to want, what you think you should want, or how you're going to protect your heart, rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to strip all that away, do whatever work I need to do to get it raw, clean, and say, what do I want out of my life, and what do I want my partner to do with me? How do I build a foundation of love and relationship and then move forward?
We need to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll have more with Jimmy Israel, Helena Andrews, and Hill Harper. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Where is the love you said was mine, all mine, till the end of time?
Was it just a lie? Where is the love? If you had a
sunshine. I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're looking ahead to Valentine's Day, and we are talking about love relationships, particularly in the African-American community. We're asking two key questions. Is there a particular problem in relationships, intimate relationships between African-American men and women? And we're asking, what should happen next? What should we do about that? To have that conversation, we've gone to three writers who've written about this issue. They've written three attention-getting books. One is about to be published, but it's already getting a lot of attention. It's written by Helena Andrews. Her book, which is coming out in June, is called, I apologize, parents, Bitch is the New Black. She's here with us in our Washington, D.C. bureau. Also with us, Jimmy Israel, a freelance writer, and Tell Me More regular. His new book is called The Denzel Principle, Why Black Women Can't Find Good Black Men, and he joined us from WCPN in Ohio. Hill Harper is the author, among other books, of The Conversation. He's with us from Culver City, California. So, Jimmy, you take a stab at kind of the broader sociological context that we're having these conversations in. I mean, you talk about slavery. I know that you're a deep student of American studies. You know, you're entitled to your opinion, of course, as is everyone, sure. But I'm just interested in your sense of how kind of larger social forces play into this, or you think this is solely a matter of your own attitudes, beliefs, and whatever.
Respectfully, I take your point that I am a student of American this, that, or a third. But, you know, the Denzel principle is about me. You know, I'm not writing about black relationships so much as I'm writing about my experience. You know, and my experience didn't happen in a vacuum. It happened in the wilds of America. So I hope my book doesn't pretend to offer any easy answers. There are some answers there, but I don't know that my book has those kinds of answers.
Well, let's talk about that, though. Let's use the time we have left to talk about what you would like to see happen next. You're saying that there are no easy answers, but it is prescriptive in that sense, in the sense that you're saying that black women get your heads together. So what exactly would you like black women to do?
Here's what I would like. I think all three of us agree there needs to be more communication. I think if we were a lot more interested in listening to each other, I think we would be better off, because I think black men have some of the same emotions that black women have, and that's why I wrote the book, so that we could see that.
You know, it's interesting because Helena's kind of claimed her forgive me parents bitchiness, if you will. She's kind of taken ownership of it. But I don't know that I feel there's an undercurrent of hostility in your book. And I understand, Jimmy, some of the roots of it, because you've written about it in other places, about some of the things that you experienced in your young life that may have formed some of the beliefs that you have, particularly on your blog, The Hard Line. So I guess you don't feel that there's hostility in this?
Not at all. Not at all. I think it's a different language. Hill uses his language. His language, respect, Hill, is a little more conciliatory. You know, and kind of more interested in kind of a warm, touchy-feely moment. You know, The Conversation is a good book, bro. I mean, I want you to sign my copy. But the Denzel principle is the voice from the barbershop.
Helena, what about you? What would you like to see happen?
I think it's interesting that Jimmy described Hill's language as conciliatory. I mean, when we talk about conversations, isn't that what a conversation is? You want to talk and you want to... You want to come from that place of let me understand your position and understand mine. If you talk about the somewhat incendiary language that men may use, that women may use in their two camps, right? That might not necessarily be very conciliatory, and that won't start a conversation. Everyone wants somebody who's perfect for them, and you want them to like some of those flaws, and you want to work on some of those flaws as well, just so that you can live with yourself. Me being single and me writing the book was about a journey through my life. Yes, there are chapters where I'm like, you know what, I'm mad and this and this and this, and then there's chapters where you're like, you know what, this is me, this is my life, this is my growing up, this is how I deal with this issue, and that's okay. And you learn everything about that woman. And I totally admit to the fact that there are times where you'll see me down the street and you'll think, oh, this chick, like, seriously? But, you know, there's more to me. And you can't just assume you know something about someone because of that stereotype. Black men do it, black women do it.
That's interesting. Hill, what are you hearing? What I'm hearing, I started out hearing anger on both sides, and what I'm hearing now is a plea for acceptance and a desire for people to look beyond sort of the exterior mask. What are you hearing, and what would you like to see happen next?
Obviously, we're all saying that communication will, but part of that has to do with us really being willing to honestly communicate. Because just talking about it or talking over each other or yelling or blaming, that's not real communication. That's just speech. And the question is, are sisters going to be willing to take the B word and put that down, put that armor down and that protection down? And our brother's going to be willing to man up, to actually be men and say, you know what, I want to build a life with a partner. I want to actually be a man, be a father, be a husband, and do that work and actually build a life that looks like that. And then we can actually start having an honest conversation about how we can get there as partners.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to all of you. I hope you get every chocolate you want. Jimmy Israel is a freelance writer and Tell Me More regular. His new book is called The Denzel Principle, Why Black Women Can't Find Good Black Men. He joined us from WCPN in Ohio. Hill Harper is the author of The Conversation. He joined us from our studios in Culver City, California. And Helena Andrews is a journalist who's written for Politico and The Root. Her new book, which is coming out in June, is called The B Word is the New Black. She joined us here in Washington, D.C. Thank you all so much for being with us. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep, yep.